And I went, why wouldn't I give that an opportunity? I'd be foolish not to give it every effort that I had. Because at the end of the day, I believe making money is about what good I could do for others.
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave. All right, we're here with another episode of Leadership Now, and we're here today with our guest, Christina Martinez. Christina's from Denver, and got an incredible business with her husband, Dedrick. And I thought we'd start off by maybe talking about your background a little bit. I know you used to be a school teacher. Talk about how you got into that line of work.
When I was in graduate school, I was actually teaching at a university back in New York. And shortly thereafter, had some medical situations that happened in my life and decided that from teaching at that university, I wanted to pursue teaching. So I finished my master's degree, knew I would get a job somewhere, and I had a sweetheart that was looking to move to Colorado. So I came out to Colorado over a spring break and had the opportunity to sit in what I would consider a cattle call. They kind of poured in all these teachers, wannabe teachers looking for jobs, and you go from table to table interviewing for what seemed like hours at, for me, the districts that I wanted to potentially teach in. And I was fortunate enough to meet an individual who offered me what he thought was a stellar salary, which was about $20,000 a year less than what I would have made teaching had I stayed in New York State. But I loved it. I taught out here in Colorado for just under 5 years.
No kidding. Well, now, before we get into the economics of all that, talk about the teaching profession. I mean, I think it's one of the most important jobs that exist in the world out there. You know, taking these kids that we have and helping to shape and mold their minds for the future. What do you think? I mean, what's the real emphasis that you think needs to happen for the teaching profession to go to the next level?
That's a loaded question. I just think, number one, funding. I don't think there is enough funding that actually trickles down to the teacher in the classroom. And I believe the downfall of that is that people are looking at other options. The example I give is, had I stayed in New York State, my first year teaching, I would have made almost $50,000 a year. When I moved to Colorado, that same job position, given the same number of years I had experience, which was about 3, teaching collegiate level math, I was offered a job with my master's degree for $25,000 a year.
Wow.
And you start taking a look at that going, and I know this is sarcastic, but I could have worked full-time in the grocery store that I worked part-time in college and made $25,000 a year. And here I am with a master's degree and college debt, and I'm offered the same amount of money. How do I act as a professional? How do I dress as a professional? How do I teach in this professional environment on $25,000 a year?
Wow, I don't know how that's even possible. Well, so what happens, I think, with a lot of teachers is the economics sometimes end up ruling the day. So you either have to have some kind of a part-time job or something else to make ends meet, and you love teaching and it's important to you, but the realities of the economics start sinking in, and as much as you love teaching the kids, you gotta live and you gotta have your own family and your own dreams and your own goals. So how did you go from that world to getting into something like this? How did that happen?
Actually, I was in my building one day, and one of my colleagues, who I was so fortunate enough to share an office with, had said that her husband was starting in the financial world and that he would love to come out to our home in the evening and chat with myself and my late husband at the time and get a financial education. And I couldn't believe it. I thought that was the weirdest thing on the planet. Like, why would you want to come to my house in the evening to talk about money? I had an advisor through the school district.
Right.
And that individual never offered to sit with myself and my husband. And so across the table, I thought, wow, I was just provided a financial education, and I am an educator by degree and experience. This is something I could do for myself, which would probably be one of the most selfless things I could do in my lifetime.
Wow. And so you heard about what we do, you heard about how we serve families and how we help people to change their literacy and maybe even change their life if they could get access to the products and services they need. What do you think was the trigger point for you as a teacher to think that this might be a something you can maybe do part-time and maybe ultimately have become your life's work?
Actually, it goes back to something that my parents never recognized. They didn't teach me. So when I moved to Colorado 16 years ago, my dad handed me a stack of documents, and he said, here are your mutual funds with Putnam, here's your Roth IRA with Oppenheimer, here's your life insurance. Again, I was 26 years old, I'm going, what? He said, and here's your birth certificate in case you need to do something legal. And I went, what do I do with it? And he says, you find a financial professional to help you. And I thought, years later, you taught me how to fill out my 1040 to file my tax return. You taught me how to balance my checkbook, but you didn't teach me how to save money. And I honestly thought the $50 a month that I was putting on my father's bedroom dresser every month was going to pay for auto insurance for the car I drove. And all these years later, I see it was funding this thing called a Roth IRA.
Wow.
And I think, he didn't even understand. I know he meant to do well, but I joke, I have a CPA and a bookkeeper right now, but it's still important for me to understand how money works. And I just look at it going, that's what we do here.
Well, tell me this. Why do you think it is that they don't teach finance in school? I mean, you were a math teacher. How is it that these kids can go to grade school and high school and even college and end up not really having any idea about the fundamentals of how money really works?
I think a lot of people today feel it's on the shoulders of the parents. It's like sex.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, most people think parents are going to talk to their kids about these most intimate things,
right,
money, and what happens behind a bedroom door.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if a parent isn't comfortable having that conversation, they're not going to talk about either of them. And even though my parents have been great savers over the years, I don't think they were really empowered with the information on how do I teach this. How do I teach about money to my kids?
So you think it's by design. They just feel like it's something that I'll be taking care of at the home, and they're just not going to fool with it, and they got other things to teach.
Yeah. There's curriculum. Math, English, history. They don't even teach cursive writing in some schools today.
Yeah, I understand. Well, and I guess as I think about it, I start thinking, though, but as you get out into the world after your education, you know, the world says what you're worth is the sum of your education and your experience. That's how you get paid. That's where resumes came from. You know, a resume lists all your accomplishments, hoping that you can value yourself at a certain level. And if you don't really know how money works, you don't even know what you're even asking for. And so you start thinking about how this whole process works. It almost feels like it was by design to keep you in the dark a little bit, maybe by the financial industry or maybe by the whoever's overlooking all this to keep us to where you don't really know the difference between good and bad when it comes to all these financial things that you do. And so how you learn is over a lifetime of making decisions that may not always be the best one. You end up getting this experience that then maybe teaches you to not do it that way if it didn't work out so well. But I think that somebody who's a school teacher is such a natural at our business because of the idea that we're improving someone's literacy. That's part of our goal. And so you get a chance to sit down with somebody and take them through how these principles work. That's no different than what you did with a classroom full of people that need to learn how math works.
That's so true. But this is so different because these are people that they're wanting to better themselves. They want to put themselves in a financial position where I think sometimes being a math teacher, it was more of, from the kids, I have to be here.
Right.
But I don't always want to be here.
Well, and you wonder how that's ever going to apply to your life.
Yeah.
But this, now on the other hand, all the things you need to know about finance and how money works and things like the Rule 72, all that applies directly to all these things. That's not just what you earn, but what you spend and what you spend it on and what you save and what you invest and how you handle your taxes and all these different things. That's what people need to know to navigate life.
Yeah.
And without it, you're going to make some mistakes that are going to be very costly. So as a teacher and somebody that you know, teaching people is an important part of your life. How do you think that the role of a teacher applies to this business as you build your business, from teaching your associates to teaching your clients?
Well, number one, I think it's so much more seamless than I ever gave it credit for. Like you said, you teach your students, and here I get to teach with my clients. I don't teach to them. So we're all on the same page and they're eagerly wanting to understand how to learn this and implement it, not just for themselves, but then also teach it to their children coming behind them. And then being able to teach our teammates. I don't care what the age of the person in a classroom, the moment the lights go on and their eyes just light up with, that makes so much sense to me. It's something they will never forget. And I get that feeling all these years still, even though I'm not technically teaching math anymore.
I love that. That's just so powerful. And I get the same feeling all the time when you share with somebody a principle and then match up a product or a service with it to help it to bring it to life. They just feel like it's like they discovered something that they didn't know and they wish they'd have known. And you're the conduit to that. What an important role that is.
It feels really good.
So talk about, as you've been, obviously you have an incredible team of people and leaders and doing a great job. How does a teacher look at that? Is that like having a classroom full of kids that need to learn math? Now you're teaching business and entrepreneurship and those kind of things?
I think what's really great is they recognize that they're on a journey themselves, but simultaneously I'm on my own journey. And at the end of the day, we all meet in the same place, which is making sure we provide financial education. And then our goal is to pay it forward. And we do that by helping other teammates. And I feel that that is probably one of the most fulfilling things that we have. It's truly that idea of how can I help someone? And that's how being an educator for me just seemed so beautiful to marry that with what we do here in the financial world.
Well, I know a lot of teachers have done so well at this, you know, just because of their teaching nature, their servant nature. They want to educate people, and that's such a powerful concept. And this is not sales. This is not just team building. It's more developing of people, you know, mm-hmm. developing their financial side, developing their entrepreneur side. Talk about that for a little bit. I know you're very good at that. When you talk to people, what do you say that inspires them to want to do this?
I think the most important thing is the majority of the people that I sit down with don't see how what it is that they do or the experience that they have up to this point would lend itself so beautifully to our company and our industry. And what I want them to understand is, number one, we all have a story. We can all look back in time and go, where did I learn or not learn, and recognize that I was missing these pieces about how money worked. It could be because they've fallen into debt. It could be because they have exorbitant student loans. It could be because they went to school, whether it be a trade type school or a traditional formal education, to come out and go, I don't know the first thing about running a business, and I have a skill, but how do I make money at this? And I look at it going, if everybody would just take the time to really look at the experience that they bring to the table, they would see that they have what it takes to be successful here.
Well, you know, when I think about this business, and I think about how somebody gets started and they have dreams, and sometimes the world causes you to the way the world works, you shrink your dreams to fit your business, your income, your what you see for yourself in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. But only when you become an entrepreneur and you add that to the mix does this unlimited possibility appear that all of a sudden now maybe you can dream again. You know, when you're a little kid, you figure out you're probably not going to be an athlete when you grow up.
Yeah.
Maybe when you get into high school, you maybe figure out you're not going to be a scholar. Maybe you're not smart enough to become a math teacher. And then you get out in the world and you take the job you get and you think you're going to advance and maybe it goes as fast as you hoped or maybe not. But as an entrepreneur, you get this chance to be the controller of that. Your destiny's in your hands instead of a system's hands like a company or a school. So talk for a second, if you would, about what that's meant to you in your life. You know, when you're a teacher, I think there's a financial limit to what your dreams could be. But as an entrepreneur, teaching some of the very same principles, I think your dreams might be more unlimited. Talk about that.
Well, I think number one, I realized the limited nature of my income during that interview with the gentleman who offered me the teaching position. But then secondly, I had this amazing mentor when I was a school teacher. And I remember making a comment about how little teachers were paid. And she goes, well, you didn't get into this to make money. And I went, but I didn't get into it to be poor, or, you know, financially limited. And so understanding that I could take an ability to teach somebody a concept, regardless of what it is, we happen to teach about money, and I could make an unlimited income, I could essentially make above what I would top out at after 30 years teaching, and I could do this here in 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, however long it took. It didn't take at least 30. And I went, why wouldn't I give that an opportunity? What am I lacking inside of myself to not do that? And I thought I'd be foolish not to give it every effort that I had. Because at the end of the day, I believe making money is about what good I could do for others. So the more that I can make, the more I can do for other people who may never recognize that they have that ability to make more than where they're at. And that's really what my husband and I are looking to do.
So what was it like the first time you sat down with a client and you went through their finances and you uncovered things that they were doing right, maybe some things they weren't doing so right, and you were able to give them the education and the counsel to help to fix it? What was that like?
It was incredible. I think it's monumental when somebody realizes that and embraces, I could just use a little help. And then to be there across the table to say, I can show you a way that I can help you. And you forge this partnership. You're not just an advisor. You're not just a financial professional. You've become a friend and someone that they feel comfortable talking about money. And at the end of the day, most people don't feel comfortable talking about money. And that's what I want to do across the table. I want people to say, let's talk about it. Let's plan together. Let's take steps together and just know that I'm here. But it is so rewarding.
Well, the other side of that is now that you've become a leader is you do the same thing just on a different scale with teammates. You know, we sit down with somebody who's got dreams and maybe they're not happy with their previous line of work and the income associated with that. And you get a chance to translate this for them and help them to figure out how to do this and to coach and mentor them through the initial stages. Talk about that for a second. What's that feel like?
That's equally as rewarding. There's nothing worse than feeling like you have no control over your life and your destiny. And to be able to sit down with a teammate and show them that the skills that they have lend themselves beautifully and seamlessly to our industry and how they could be of value in someone else's life, they feel like they have purpose again. And I think for some of us in certain careers, we feel like we don't really have purpose anymore. We show up, we do our job, we get a check, we leave. But what else are we contributing to? How else are we adding value in our community and in our neighborhoods and in our schools and with our friends? And when we're working with those teammates, we show them how to become purposeful again, and they look like giddy children.
That's incredible. I love the idea that you see those two things as such a powerful part of what we do. Let's talk about one other thing that I know you have a lot of passion for, and that's the idea that you know, we live in a world now, and I didn't make these rules, but women get paid, you know, 75 or 80 cents for every dollar a guy gets for the same job. And as much as I think that sucks, especially as a dad with daughters, mm-hmm. you know, we have a business that doesn't work that way, that's gender blind, that you can have a business, whether you're a boy or a girl, you get paid the same for the same performance. Talk about that a little bit and how you feel about that.
Well, number one, I think it's wonderful because being a school teacher, there was no gender bias in pay. It was a matrix, and you have so much experience and we will pay you X amount of dollars. But I'm the mother of a little girl, and I don't ever want her to work for a company where she is underpaid for doing the same work as a man would. And I look at that going, that's one of the best things about this company is if I do, I get paid. If I don't do, I don't get paid. It does not matter if I wear heels or if I wear flats. It doesn't matter if I wear slacks or a skirt. And I think other people need to know that this exists and how they can fit themselves into it, because it's waiting for them.
Well, here, you know, we have a company that's got a disproportionate amount of women in it. You know, the financial industry has really been a boys' club all these years. And here's a company here that we've attracted some of the sharpest leaders in our entire company are women. And some of the biggest earners are women. And so obviously they can do well here. Talk about that for a second, because I know in the out there in the real world, quite often that's not possible. You know, the person in the corner office is a guy, or the person running the company is a guy, but here it could be anybody. It could be you, it could be me, but it could be anybody who's looking and listening to this today.
That's so true. And I think walking the halls of offices throughout the country and having an opportunity, whether you meet with these women face to face or have a conversation on the phone, or in this case, watch a podcast from a girl that was just raised in Niagara Falls, New York, to think that could be me. And it doesn't matter. I am removing gender completely off the table. And if I want to shoot to the top as quickly as I want, nobody's going to hold me back here.
That's incredible. Well, I think that's a message that if we were to shout from the highest rooftop, we should let everybody know that's how this works here.
Yes.
That you can build a business as big as your dreams, and it doesn't matter your gender or anything else. You can come in here, and if you build it, you can get it.
So true.
Yes. So let's talk about one other thing that I think is really important. Do you know anybody ever went over Niagara Falls?
Sadly, yes.
It didn't work out?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I've always wondered that. Of course, you would never do that.
No.
I wouldn't either. But I've always wondered that. I've been up there quite a few times. I think it's one of the most beautiful things in nature, and the sound it makes and the steam and all
stunning.
That. But it's just beautiful. But I always wondered what crazy person goes over that.
They're in a lot of pain, I would imagine.
I bet they would be. Yeah, that's something else. Well, I didn't mean to diverge there.
No,
you know.
It's okay.
Well, hey, it's great to have you here. I know you're here to work on your some videos that you're making. Talk about that for a second. You know, technology is this thing that's been around. You can't really live in the 21st century without having some kind of technology interact with your life. But talk about business leaders that have this. Maybe they started off in a business as high touch, and now you have an opportunity to become high tech. How are you and Deidre going to blend those two things together and build a successful business, and how do you see yourself using these videos?
I'm grateful that we have somebody like you and Andy to help us out, because having a business that is so high touch, the idea of high tech is a little intimidating. And so I love that we have a support system behind us that says, hey, we will do whatever we can to help you learn this. Let me show you how easy it is. And let me give you ideas of ways that you can implement it in your business. And I look at that going, I don't have to create a wheel. The wheel is already there. I just have to find a way to hop myself on it, because it's such a wonderful platform. And my husband and I have already started using some things. There's a YouTube video of me speaking a couple years ago at our company convention. And it's very much about my personal story with my late husband and a little bit about our daughter. And we've had people from all over the country watch that video and send us messages going, you won't believe how that changed our life. Video does. People hear voices. They recognize the emotion that if you don't have that opportunity to do it across the table with that high touch, you need high tech. And the fact that we now have that available at our fingertips, my husband and I are slowly but surely learning how to utilize it, and we're finding more and more ways to incorporate it in our business that I think at the beginning we were just, I wouldn't necessarily say we were tunnel visioned, but we were tunnel visioned because we couldn't really see how it would work, not as a replacement, but now so more as an enhancement.
Well, the idea behind it as we created this was that whether if you've been here for 10 years or 20 years, you're a master at this. You got the words. But if you've been here for 20 minutes, it's hard to have those words. But yet you want to try and build your business.
Yeah.
And so what a video is really designed to do is to do something you can't do for yourself in the early stage of your career, to be a great gift and help to your leader who can't be with you 24 hours a day, and to help you to do things and help yourself. And so that's what we've done. And we've had hundreds of our leaders film videos. We've got all the videos we've had approved that help every facet of your business, whether it's with a client or a possible a new associate. And each one of those is designed so that you're the personal relationship side of it, and the video does the presentation, and then you follow up. And it saves you that time. Plus, it doesn't have any time of day or day of week limits. It doesn't have any geographical limits.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expand anywhere you want to in an instant at the cost of the effort of making your finger move and hit a button. So to me, that's just fascinating that we live in a time when that's possible and that can be real, that you can build a business with that. Yeah. I met a gentleman here today who found his leader on a podcast. This very podcast we're making here, this person, we do search engine optimization, and he found a podcast and contacted the leader, and he's here joining our firm. So, I mean, this is a different time. This is not 1985 anymore. This is not 1995 anymore. And so I think whether you're a former teacher like yourself or any other kind of profession, you're going to end up with a couple different careers in your lifetime. And you can reinvent yourself in this industry, the biggest industry in the world, and you can do it now. And technology makes it faster, it makes it smoother, and I think it makes it better. Yeah. And so that's what we try to do all this for. And well, hey, I appreciate having you on here today. You did a great job. It's great to have you share those thoughts. And I can't tell you how much I think this is going to help a lot of people, whether they have a teaching background or just a person that has dreams and wants to better themselves. They could listen to this and get something from it. So thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Tom. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.